It's been wisely said that Good Friday is the day on which the devil has his day. Because around the world today, all of the millions probably of tabernacles are empty, just as the devil wants them. The altars are bare, just as he wishes they always were. There is no Mass today. It is the singular day in the year when there is no Mass, just as the devil wants. No baptisms are permitted today. It's the only day of the year that that's the case, just as the devil wants. No marriages, no funerals. We don't eat much today. We don't drink much. We don't celebrate, just as the devil wants. There's darkness. The saints are covered in our altars. And the crosses are covered also, just as the devil wants. He wants the cross to be covered. In fact, he wants it to be destroyed, which is interesting, isn't it? Because the cross was the devil's idea. But he hates it. It's a well-known fact. You watch any movie about exorcisms, and you see that, and it's true, that the devil is terrified of the crucifix. He's terrified. Which is funny, because the cross was his idea. The devil had planned to use that cross to destroy God. But what did God convert that instrument of death to be? Jesus, on this Good Friday, almost 2,000 years ago, Jesus converted the worst instrument of death possible into the instrument of our salvation. That is why we kiss it on Good Friday. And in a moment we will have an opportunity to do just that, to put our lips to that piece of wood the devil had designed to kill God, but that Jesus in his power, in his mercy, in his love, converted into the instrument of salvation. You know, we all have a share in his cross, don't we? Some of our crosses are heavy. Some of them almost seem unbearable. And I always kind of worry, I shouldn't worry, but sometimes we do, that the necessary message of sacrifice will not take root in our hearts. What Jesus asks of us isn't easy. A lot of times it's quite frankly almost impossible. But the cross proves that it's true. And when we kiss this cross today, we kiss, yes, that piece of wood that Jesus hung on, the symbol of that. But we kiss the crosses that we have in our own lives. To every cross we touch our lips. Because sometimes the very things that we think are horrible crosses, the things that we think we hate the most, end up being the things that save us. Or the things, I don't know how quite to say it. Sometimes it's maybe personality quirks. In seminary, we got evaluated every year. One of the formation staff people wrote on my evaluation a few things, and then he said, "He is a little quirky." But I sometimes wonder if maybe those quirks about myself that I dislike the most might not be the things that make me an effective priest from time to time. We kiss our crosses, the things that drive us crazy, children, work, problems, health issues. We kiss these crosses because maybe they just end up being transformed by Jesus into instruments of life. Instruments, even, dare I say it, of joy. It's an American phenomenon. Maybe it's true with a lot of moderns around the world that we like to flee from the cross. That's why people drown their problems with nightly doses of alcohol. It's why they escape their problems with endless shopping sprees. It's why they fall into all types of problems and sins. But maybe the message of Good Friday is that it's a lot better when we take up the cross, when we embrace it, when we kiss it, instead of trying to run away from it. The cross stands firm. Maybe you've seen the pictures from Notre Dame, a place somebody tried to burn it down. I suspect it was arson. Was it? We don't know. But that cross stands firm. It was on BBC News, it was on NPR, it was on CBS News, it was everywhere. There is the cross in the middle of all the rubble. The same, those of us who went on our mission trip to Houston, Texas, not that long ago, the church that we helped out with over there and the parishioners whose homes had been destroyed, the church was in rubble, but not the cross. And not Blessed Mother. The cross stands firm. Good Friday is the day when the devil has his day. And he loses.